I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Oh my god, seriously!
What? Come on!
Son of a bitch!
Welcome to Ragtime number 10.
Oh, you remembered.
I did. Look at that. Yeah. Yay. It's a shame I'm not drinking tequila.
Why?
Because tequila makes me angry.
Oh, that's right.
I am drinking some good-ass fucking beer.
Yeah.
I feel happy. This is not right.
It's got sweet potatoes and maple in it.
And butternut squash. And spices.
It's delicious.
And it's 9.4% alcohol. So guess who's fucked up?
Yeah, too bad. It's making you happy. That sucks.
I know, but you know what? Just get me, we'll start talking about this shit. Ow!
Ow! Now I'm angry.
Wait, no, I'm not. Wait, this isn't your birthday where I punched you in the arm and then you woke up the next day. You're like, why do I have a bruise shape of
my
fist?
My arm was like not moving.
I didn't hit you that hard. But I guess I did because I didn't realize how aggro I was on tequila.
And I was drunk, so I didn't realize how hard
it hit
me.
Oh my god, that was a good time. That was a good time. Anyway, speaking of horrible times... This is Ragtime, god damn it.
Yeah. So, and guess what? I got my period.
Yay! It's usually me.
Yeah, I got it yesterday.
Fall.
So it's in full force.
Oh, shit.
And I'm sitting on your white bed.
You should see the look I'm giving you right now. I feel like you're in jeans. Like, I hate wearing jeans when I have my period. I hate wearing anything.
Well, what do you wear?
Jeans. But it's like, I normally get it,
it's
like...
It's like either jeans, sweatpants, or a dress, I guess.
Right, but on the weekends, it's like, you know, athletic shorts or whatever.
Yeah.
But I normally get it when I'm going to work, and it's like, oh, what are my least confining jeans that I have to just deal with this bullshit?
Yeah.
Of all bullshits.
I'm cool, though.
All right, good. You're just leaking all over my white comforter.
Oh, yeah, I don't have anything on. It's just jeans.
Oh! Speaking of periods, perfect segue into the first thing that fucking pissed me off.
Okay.
Sorry, Denise, but I can't deal with Florida when it's fucking 90 degrees and fucking humid. And on the rag. Let me just tell you, I have to say, I don't really like tampons that much.
Yeah. So you were at Disney, right? Recently?
Yes. At Disney. And let me just tell you, it was... I think my pad absorbed more sweat than blood.
Oh, yeah, I bet. That's disgusting.
I'm like, when I would go to the bathroom and I would, you know, pull my underwear down, I'm like, my God, this is so heavy.
Yeah, because I went to school in Georgia and it's still nothing compared to what it's like in Florida. It's like the air is soup.
And we went in September thinking like, oh, maybe it won't be that bad.
Well, we're killing the planet because it was like almost 90 here in September, so.
True. Good point.
That's disgusting.
So, having your period in fucking Florida.
The happiest place on earth didn't make it better?
No, it didn't. And so, then I thought, shame I didn't plan this well enough in advance, I could have tried out the Thinks. That underwear.
Uh-huh.
Could have just worn that underwear and bled right into the underwear in Florida.
Yeah, but I looked it up and like, you still have to have something on. It's like for people with heavy flow, like it's not just the underwear. It's like underwear... Just in case.
Like, that makes no sense. They make it seem like you can just flow freely as if, like, you're an old person in the home.
It didn't seem like it from what I was reading it. Like, maybe on a light day.
Oh. That's ridiculous.
But on heavy days, you still have to have something on.
Oh. I cannot deal with the humidity in Florida when I'm on the rag. There it is. There's one. Sorry, Denise. I know it's your home state. And you love them. Nope.
Yeah. Well, we both got to experience one of my most annoying things that happens to me when driving today.
We sure did.
When someone gets in front of you, cuts you off, and then they're going, like, 10 fucking under.
Did that guy cut you off?
He came over, yeah, right at the last minute, yeah.
Oh, he was not going 10 under. That roadway that we were on, it's 50 miles an hour.
Yes.
He was doing 25.
Okay, I was doing 60 because I'm an American. Okay.
Proud to be.
And I already just passed two slow motherfuckers to get to where I was. And then you came behind me because you wouldn't deal with those slow motherfuckers either.
Nope.
And then this old geriatric piece of shit.
Yup.
Is doing 25 because, like, we have, for some reason on 35, there's, like, a ton of left-hand U-turns and exits.
Well, you do the It's not, they're not left turns.
They're left, the fast lane. It's the left lane.
Oh, okay. Because
that U-turn, you gotta stop, and then the left to get on 36, you gotta stop.
I gotcha. Yeah, yeah. Right. Yep.
So, like, yeah, he got over, he was probably, he got over, didn't really cut me off in a sense, but in a way he did, because he got over so fucking slow that by the time my 60-mile-per-hour car got up to him, I was almost about to hit him.
Right. Clearly, he wasn't checking his mirrors or anything. Yeah. A lot of our issues are people with driving.
That's because we live in New Jersey. Everyone here is fucking dick. They can't drive.
I think people can't drive anywhere.
Yeah, but we have, like, aggressive driving here, usually. True. Is the real problem.
True, good point.
Because other states I've been to, no one aggressively drives like they drive here.
So when you go to other states and you're driving, like, you're the aggressive asshole, and they're like, what's up?
Like, I've been in Michigan for, like, 2 weeks, and I've never uttered the phrase, what the fuck is that guy doing? And I do that almost daily here, where it's like, he's just backing up on the highway. Like, people just do that shit here. They're nuts.
How much does it piss you off? And I know it's dumb, because you're at a red light. But you're at a red light, and you see the person that's in front of you has at least, like, 2 car lengths ahead of him.
Oh, yeah.
At a red light.
Roll forward, bitch.
I know. I know it's stupid, because you're hoping that when it turns green, the person's gonna go.
But sometimes it's really is a nuisance, because, like, there's situations where, like, if you just pulled up another car length, people could get over to the left-hand lane, or they could get into the right-hand lane to go around you, and you're just blocking up fucking traffic with your dick ass.
Yep.
Like, I understand making some room just in case there's some, like, you always have to prepare in case, like, you know, something happens, like the apocalypse starts and you gotta get out of there real quick. You don't want to be bumper to bumper.
I mean, I can understand. The apocalypse is not happening until
A semi starts coming.
November 9th.
Oh, all right.
That's when it's going to happen.
I mean, give yourself a little leeway to make a quick turn.
Right.
But move the fuck up.
Right. But if an 18-wheeler's coming, there's a car already in front of you.
Yeah.
So what, are you leaving room in case they have to turn?
No, I'm coming straight at you. Like, you got to get the fuck out of there.
Oh. Right.
Yeah.
You're just running out of your car. You're not going to try to, like, turn around, because you're not going to outrun an 18-wheeler that's coming at you with 65 miles an hour.
It's the same mentality of, like, backing into a spot. You just got to get the fuck out of there.
Speaking of backing into a spot.
Yeah.
This is a fantastic segue today. I know,
we're good.
Why?
We got a segue out of this one now, and we're just
fucked. Does a person feel the need in a crowded parking lot to take up the time to back their car in to park?
Because people only care about themselves.
Why? Pull that shit in. Yeah. And we all know you're backing it in because you have a camera that's assisting you. Yeah. You can easily assist your ass out when you pull it in. Yeah. I can't. I was stuck. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Dude, just, if you need to be, you know, facing, you know, outward, go find a spot that has, like, you know, a clear row so you can pull through. That's all you gotta do.
Yeah, pull through. Pull throughs are my favorite. They make me moist.
Right?
Yeah.
Especially if it's close.
Oh, speaking of...
I mean, if it's, like, close...
Ooh, another segue.
Yes!
Speaking of pull-throughs...
Yes?
I almost died today.
Well, Jesus, a lot of shit happened to you today. My God.
There's something that gets my goat. Because I love pull-throughs. And if you don't know how to use one properly, you are a jerk-off. Because they're a beautiful thing. You slowly proceed into the spot.
Yes!
Because you have to be careful, because sometimes people don't see you pulling through, and they're coming in from the other way.
Correct.
So, you know, it's just a courtesy, because you don't have to pull through.
Correct.
But so we live in a society where there's rules for pull-throughs. Especially you don't pull through just to gut it out of the parking lot when I'm walking.
Oh,
I was walking,
shit.
There was a car, empty spot, car. This girl decides she is going to turn around using the pull-through.
Uh-uh!
Doesn't even break to look, just is, like, whipping in it, and then I literally go to step, and she's like, ah! Like, had to slam on the brake. She was like, looked at me in terror, and I'm like, ah, fuck! And I, like, had to jump back, and, like, just, like, probably, like, 5 feet from hitting me.
And did you give her the finger?
I was just such in shock. I was just like, ugh. I just stood there, and then she, like, pulled away.
Like, your life flashed before your eyes. You're like, I'm not going to be able to do ragtime number 10.
And then all I could think of was, like, and I'm going to be paralyzed, probably from the neck down.
Oh, shit.
And every day I'm just going to say, sorry, you wanted bagels, and now I'm a paraplegic. That's what she'd hear until I'm dead. She'd just smother me with a fucking pillow.
I think she would.
Yeah.
Or you would try, I think you would try it yourself. You would trying to, you would probably, like, you would be, I don't know how you would get around, but you would try to bump your wheelchair in such a way that you would, it would throw you out of it, and you landed face down into a pillow.
Yeah, exactly.
And you couldn't roll yourself.
I think I've allowed a good 5 years to constantly say, you wanted bagels!
Like, gluten-free bagels!
Yeah. Not now even... look at me! And I'll just blow my wheelchair across the room.
Exactly.
Oh my god. I was, like, if she really, like, she was, I mean, she wasn't going too fast, but I probably would have been up on the windshield.
Damn, you know what? You could have probably, like, sued and owned this whole block.
It was down by,
oh, man.
Jem's Bagels, that's where I was going.
I don't even know where the fuck that is.
It's where Walgreens and Toys R Us is, across from where that Kmart's going out of business.
It's in that shopping center?
It's across from the Kmart, yeah. I heard that Kmart might be a Wegmans.
Shut the front door!
Not to talk about good news. Sorry! But if you don't have Wegmans by you, you know why it's exciting. It is a beautiful grocery store.
Shit. Man, I just got excited too.
I know. I hope it's true.
I just made my thinks moist.
I hope it's true. Okay, anyway.
Okay, I'm gonna get pissed off again. You know what fucking annoys me?
What?
So, you know, you're watching TV, and sometimes, you know, if you're lucky enough, you can, you know, when you DVR or something, you can fast forward through the commercials. But sometimes, you know, the wife likes a little HDTV, and for some reason, that stupid fucking Air France commercial, have you heard this one?
No, I haven't. But I do watch HGTV and I don't recall it.
I don't know if it's on here. I don't know where it is. But the stupid commercial makes it seem like if you fly Air France, you are basically getting massages, someone is feeding you, someone is licking your pussy, and you have, like, the greatest orgasm in the fucking world. And then they play this fucking damn theme song. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Shut the fuck up. I hate it. It annoys the shit out of me. It's just like, yeah, I am so much better than you. I bet you're just cramped on
a fucking plane with a whole bunch of French people. That doesn't sound good.
No. Like, no. I hate it. And if I ever have to fly Air France, I don't know what I'm going to do. I better have this experience. It's what I want people, like, they're swinging from the inside of the airplane.
You know how you have that experience?
It's like Cirque du Soleil shit in there.
You know how you have that experience?
How?
You fly the way I fly.
What's that?
Two Xannies and a glass of whiskey before you get on there.
Woo!
Fly high!
Really?
Oh, it makes flying great.
Yeah, but are you going to share that with me?
Sure.
Yeah, but we're talking, like, I mean, I need it for a 6-hour flight.
It's you. That'll last for, like, 24 hours.
Oh, shit. Great.
You'll be on the Eiffel Tower, like, woohoo!
So, basically, Pauline's going to put me in the luggage rack to get me off the plane.
Exactly.
Oh, great.
Yeah. You'll probably be escorted off the plane before it takes off.
I probably would.
You'll be, like, bridesmaids, like, fucked up. That's what you're delving down the aisle. Ma'am, please sit down.
What? Where am I?
We're about to take off.
This is fucking fantastic. I'm already flying.
Slam is in the air. Oh my god, ma'am. I'm sorry we aired that commercial.
Well, take it off the air because it sucks.
Just going up to everybody in the aisle and be like, do you like baguettes? Wee, 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 wee. Until an air marshal comes and tases you. As you're slowly fading into consciousness, you're just like, no, yeah. Heather's down on the floor.
Yeah, I lost it when you were like, wee, 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 wee.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of what stereotypical French things you yell while drunk.
Baguettes and cheese.
Yeah. You like baguettes? Oh my god.
God, you're making me sound like a 65-year-old, like, crotchety-ass woman. That's not far off, but oh god, that's fucking hilarious.
Speaking of things in the air.
Yeah?
I hate it when you have to go to the doctor and then everything's in the air because they're making you sit there in that fucking paper gown.
Oh, that so paper demeaning. Gown is, you know, you just sit naked.
It's like, how can we make the doctor's office suck anymore? You have to wait in the big waiting room, then you gotta wait in the little waiting room in the exam room, because they always make you wait. And then you always hear, like, the clatter of the clipboard, and you're like, oh, they're coming to my door. Nope. They're just looking at the clipboard to see why you...
Do you think there's
how long they can make you wait.
Do you think there's, like, a nurse that's, like, fucking with you, just, like messes with like, you?
You hear the clipboard on the door, like, you're like, oh, they get my chart!
Yeah. No! You think they do it on purpose? Like, let's just fuck with them. Like, lift it up.
I would do that.
Right?
I would totally do that.
That would be awesome.
I'd be like... if I know a male doctor is coming in, I'd be like, oh, this would be a dick. And then they always knock, but they don't want you for you to say anything either. They're like, knock, 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 and they're opening it already. Yeah. They're like, my pussy's out. It's like, why are you knocking? You already have me in a paper gown. Even if you came and I was full-fledged naked, I'm so demeaned and degraded by now.
And then when
you go to certain doctors, you have to have it open in the front or the back, and then sometimes they don't tell you which way.
Oh, man, what doctor are you going to? At least I'm told which way it has to
sometimes
be open.
Sometimes I've had them give it to me, and I'd be like, am I putting this on right? And I'm like, oh, I don't know.
I think open in the back is the worst, because you go to sit down to wait, and it just opens up anyway. You're like, this is the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah, you're right, probably open in the front's better, because you can at least hold it.
Exactly.
But they always seem to give me one that doesn't go over my breasts.
You have some lovely big knockers.
Yeah. They need to be giving me an upsize in the just for the breasts.
Yeah.
It does make me feel good where I'm like, alright, it's just my boobs. It's not the rest of my fat. This is stopping this from going around me.
It is
really
good.
So now I'm like holding two sides of it like over each nip like this. Like, just like barely over the areola.
My God, what do they do? Give you a child's one? Because I just actually was at the dermatologist. And this was a huge ass fucking paper gown. What gowns are they giving you?
You also fit into my child's Batgirl belt, so it was probably an adult gown.
I don't think you had an adult gown.
Possibly.
If I was in a child's gown, it would fit me, yes, but it would barely just fit me.
Yeah.
Adult gowns are, I mean, they're pretty, like, they give you a child's gown.
And you think
Come
you
on.
Get used to it, like, but you don't. Come on. You don't, because, like, when I was going through the whole fertility process with Etta, I had to be all the time, like, buck ass naked and going into places with gowns on and shit. And I was,
of
every
course.
Time I'm just
but
like,
I think weren't they cloth gowns though, at least?
It depends.
Alright. We just talked about three things.
I know.
I mean, I got more to talk about, but you know what? We'll keep it short and sweet.
Yeah, because we got things to do, because love is in the air.
Fuck you!
I gotta go downstairs and get myself a baguette.
Oh my God. So thanks for listening to us rag it up, even though we're not really angry. Maybe next time I'll drink tequila.
I think you should.
We'll see what happens.
All tequila episode.
Oh my God.
We'll do two shots.
Yeah, we'll do that. For all every, right. I think we should. Let's see what happens. Awesome. So November is going to be really aggro. Yay.
Yeah, it could go one or two ways.
We might fight each other and all you hear is.
Well, after the election.
Oh, my God.
We could either be talking to you here in the bedroom, or in a dystopian future where we're underneath an overpass. Who knows?
Or in a closet. I'll either be in a closet guarding my pussy, or I will be letting my pussy roam free.
Aww.